Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leaders have held talks in the capital, Caracas, to end the unrest in the country. Maduro has also met with his former presidential rival, Enrique Capriles, following a mediation offer by some regional countries. Venezuela has been witnessing months of nationwide unrest. The U.S. House of Representatives has unanimously passed a bill aimed at barring Iran's pick for U.N. Ambassador Hamid Abutalibi from entering the United States. The Senate had earlier approved the bill. Iran has rejected the decision as unacceptable and says will follow the issue through diplomatic channels. Ultra-Orthodox Jews in Israel have clashed with police in Jerusalem al-Quds during a protest against military conscription. Five people have been arrested in the violence. The protest was in support of an ultra-Orthodox man who refused to appear at a military recruitment center. In Iraq, more than 20 people are killed in the latest wave of shootings and bombings. The violence comes as the country is gearing up for general elections later this month. Iraq has been plagued by a surge in violence since the beginning of this year. In Syria, over 50 insurgents have been killed in rival fighting between militant groups near the border with Iraq. The violence occurred after militants from the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant attacked the positions of Al-Qaeda linked Al-Nusra Front around a border town. Unions in Argentina have staged a general strike to show their anger over rising prices. The walkout has paralyzed subway, train and bus services in the capital, Buenos Aires. The strikers are calling for lower taxes and better healthcare services. In Spain, protesters have hit the streets in the capital, Madrid, to show their anger at police brutality. They condemned police violence at a large anti-austerity demonstration last month. Over a dozen people were arrested in the clashes with police back then. Egypt's interim government has signed a law that bans events related to the country's Muslim Brotherhood movement. The legislation threatens capital punishment and life imprisonment against those who break the law. Egyptian authorities have imposed harsh punishments against Brotherhood supporters since the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi last year.